My name is Charlotte Roberts, and I grew up in Malden, but I was born in Whitecone.
What age were you when you first came to Malden, Charlotte?
I was six.
Six?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Went to All Saints School.
Right. And where did you live as a family?
Down Mount Pleasant.
In Mount Pleasant?
Yeah. Yeah, it was lovely living down there because it was all a lot of children, because there was three big families with a lot of children. So we used to have like games out in the road because there was only like two cars, and we used to have play cricket against the Markham's wall. We used to go catapult, which we broke windows and we weren't allowed to, and the policeman come after us and took all our catapults away.
Really?
Yeah.
What, were you using stones in the catapults?
Yeah.
Stones? Oh.
Yeah, because Brian, he was about 4 years older than me, and he used to sort of put us into mystery, you know, mischief, I should say. Mm. Yeah.
And I understand you were one of a large family.
Yes, I was the oldest of nine.
Nine children.
Yes, right. There's five. I got five sisters and three brothers.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your parents, were they Essex people?
No. No, my dad come from Suffolk. Mum come from Plymouth.
From Plymouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what did your dad do?
He was a carpenter.
Okay.
And he used to work with he's big sort of like contracted out. So he used to work for different firms. Mm. So he worked for himself. Mm. Yeah.
You said a few moments ago he'd had a horrible accident when he
was
younger.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't used to talk about it. Because I remember when we were young, and if somebody put a cup on the wrong side and he knocked it over, he used to get all up tight with nerves, because that left him with a nervous thing. Mm. Yeah.
And you said he'd lost an eye.
That's right. Yeah. So I think that's why. I think that's why we come to Mount Pleasant, because the Americans must have paid him out. I don't know. I was never told.
So the accident happened on the...
On the American Air Base.
The American Air Base, okay.
Yeah, because it was Earl's Cone.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I don't know if it's still there.
So your mum must have been a very busy lady with nine children to look after.
Well, when she first got married, Dad brought her back up to Haverhill in Suffolk, and there was five of my aunties and uncles. Two girls and three boys.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls worked at the brush factory, where they used to make toothbrushes.
All right.
And scrubbing brushes and all that sort of thing, anything to do with brushes. And one of my uncles, he was a carpenter like my dad and joiner. And then one worked on the farm, and the other one worked at Cambridge on aeroplanes, Markersham, can't remember the name. Mm. Yeah, so he was an engineer until he went blind.
But your parents ended up in Malden.
Yeah, they moved, and there was three places we could go. And they decided to go to Malden, and one was Burnham, and one was, I don't know if it was Burnham, or it must be somewhere else near the water, and Malden. And Dad was learning to drive at that time. And my uncle took us in the car, three girls and Mum and Dad. So Dad was learning to drive. And we went up Market Hill, and of course he stopped on Market Hill because he had a Ruby Austin 7 car, what he'd learned to drive in. And it rode back, and my mum said, "I like this place, this is where we're going to live." So that's what happened. So then we moved to Mount Pleasant, and that was nice, where we all grew up.
It wasn't, presumably it wasn't a very large house in Mount Pleasant.
Well, it was just three bedrooms.
Yes.
Well, it was a small room where the two bunk beds were for the boys.
Yeah.
And there was a single room and a double room, a double bed, single bed, double bed, and then a double bed in Mum and Dad's room.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was in the single bed with my the little sister then, and the other two was in the other bed.
Mm.
Yeah, because they were bigger.
Mm. So you were, I guess, in charge of the other children?
Yeah.
When you went out and about in school holidays?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, because she just used to pack up a loaf of bread and we used to get a bottle of lemonade on the way, and we used to go down for the day because we used to go swimming at the promenade. And then we'd dry off by dinner time. And then we used to go up onto the top where the bandstand was, and then we used to have a game of cricket all round us, or there's two or three other games. And
that was just the new children?
Yes.
No adults with you?
No. And then we'd have a dinner up there, like I said. And then we have games, and then about 4 o'clock, we used to start walking home, because we always come down the Chasers Way, and we always went back a Chasers Way, because it come right at top of Mount Pleasant.
Mm.
And of course, you just had to watch two roads what you crossed, so it was pretty safe.
Mm. And I guess there wasn't too much traffic around anyway.
There was when my other two sisters, yeah.
Mm.
But then there was, in the end, I took about 4 or 5 down with me. It's because she had them quite quick.
All right, yes.
So there was 9 of us in 15 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness me.
Yeah.
Fancy cooking for all those children.
I got so used to it.
You did the cooking, did you?
We used to take in turns, and I used to like making rock cakes. So I used to do about 45. It's like three, cooking tins, we had 12.
Mm.
So you sort of put it in 3 or 4 times, because I used to have 3 pounds of flour and like butter and that sort of thing, and then get all of the mixed fruit and put it all in, put eggs and milk in it.
Mm.
And that was all right.
So you had to grow up quite quickly?
Yeah.
You're in charge.
That's right. And my other two sisters, Sister Sheila, Sister Margaret, she never done much at home. She would preferred horse riding up Bearley when she got older, because I've jumped a couple of years now. She used to go horse riding, and my other sister always had her nose in the book, or she was round the library. But they did help, but on a Monday was the busiest day for me and Mum, because one 1 week she used to do all the washing in the big copper, and then we used to have to mangle it and that sort of thing. And then I used to do the housework with all the coconut mats and the stuff what used to go through them coconut mats, because you had a coal fire and all the dust. So I used to do the housework, and then she'd do the, say, like, cooking. Or then the following week we used to do vice versa. Because she used to top and tile the bed. She'd never change a whole bed. She always used to top and tile. And on a Monday morning, if you stand at the top of the chasers and look down at Mount Pleasant, the whole road had all their sheets out on a Monday. And it looked so nice looking down, sheets and nappies.
So the lines were in the front of the houses?
Back of houses. The washing lines were around the back.
You could see them
around
the back.
You came from the chasers.
Right.
Because the first house in Mount Pleasant, and you know the chase, yeah. You look down, you can see a gradual hill, and then because they all had their washing out, you could see.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what's the copper in your kitchen? The copper for the
washing? Gas copper, yeah. Because we had a front room, living room, and... Your front room, living room, and a little kitchen, and we had the copper in there, and the toilets were sort of bucket toilets, was corrugated iron, corrugated tin or iron, they used to call it, and this is how your toilets. So you had a little hall, little place, and then you had the toilets next. You went into the toilets. And then at the end of the week or whatever, Dad used to dig a big hole and you just used to bury it. Because they didn't have men come round and collect it then. But then as years went on, they had men come round. But as we got older, he built a couple more rooms on it. But by then I was married, because my mortgage didn't finish until I was 15. So I reckon he must have took a loan out to build the extra bedrooms. So we had all the bedrooms.
I understand that your house was close to the Markham's factory. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, it was a lemonade factory. It was called Markham's, and then R. White's took over it, R. White's Lemonade, and done Tizer. And you can get to the front of it if you went through Spittle Road, you know where the vets is, down there. That was all Markham's land. And that big building is still down Mount Pleasant, over the brick wall. And all round there used to be where all the rejects of lemonade and drinks, they used to throw them against the wall so they could break it all. So you used to have big piles of glass. They cleared it up. And then... Where we lived, right up, just for going further down, there was an apple orchard.
What's that?
Yeah, and then as you go before that, then Dad got the contract to do Wentworth Meadows, so they were working on there, but. When they were building, they used to have big piles of sand. And what we used to do, we used to climb up the ladder and just jump off on the sand. But when we played hide and seek, That's before they'd done the building, that was still the orchard. When we play hide and seek, we used to go around the trees, and I kneeled, and I kneeled on a bit of glass, what was near the tree, and then I've still got the scar today. And so as time went on, all the blackcurrant fields and orchard went. Then there was two extra houses, semi-detached down Mount Pleasant, they exist now. And then, so it was quite different. And at the bottom of the road, the man, Mr. Mopey, he used to work for the co-op, and he used to drive a van years ago. Well, he had a bike with a basket to start with, and then he had a van. And then we all used to play games at the bottom road. It's a firework night. We used to have everybody used to take their rubbish down the bottom of the road, and we used to have bonfire and fireworks and potatoes what went into the fire. And then summertime, we used to play near where the brick wall is down Mount Pleasant. The parents used to have a blinking great skipping rope, and we used to skip. So you used to know all the rhymes all in Together Girls. Yeah, we used to play a lot of games. Yeah, because there was quite a lot of us.
So it was the nine of you plus other families?
Yeah, two big other families. There was one family of 10.
Really?
And there was one family about 7 or 8.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then you had like one family would have two, then another one would have one. Because where I used to live, there was just one girl. Yeah. So we had some elderly people, because if you went halfway up there, the lady called Mrs. Kemp, she used to come out and shout at us and get down your own end, because my husband's asleep, so we had to play down the bottom.
Yeah.
But the mothers start to call us in. But if one of the sisters wanted to go toilet, we said you can't go toilet, because if one goes in, she starts shouting, all of us got to come in. So we had to hang on. This was in the summertime, because we had to be in about 6. That was summertime. And in the wintertime, we had to go to bed at 4. We used to come home from school. I used to make a plate of sandwiches, or Mum did, jam or cheese or anything like that. And then we used to have our cup of cocoa, and then we used to have to go to bed. So we was all in our individual rooms. Yes, that was.
What do you remember about the High Street? Do you remember any particular characters, people who worked in the High Street?
Yeah, the butcher's, my youngest brother worked there. That was near the clock. That was the butcher's. He used to ride the bike delivering all the meat.
Yeah. Which butcher's was that?
The one near the big clock. I can't remember what it was now, because it's been gone some years.
All right.
I can't remember their name. Because Hansel is still there. And so is Bunting still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there used to be a fish shop next to door, the other side of the big clock.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
You had that there. Then you had a dress shop, a posh dress shop, and then you had the post office.
Yes.
In the hall.
You remember going in the hall there?
Parish Hall.
The Parish Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that became the sorting office for the letters. Mm.
So the Parish Hall was used for...
I don't know.
Pantomime? Or?
Must have been something to do with Christmas, where I had all, all get together.
Mm.
Yeah, because Reverend Irons, he was the Vicar of All Saints. He used to put a lot on for the children. Mm. Yeah, he was very, very, very nice, because when I went to this school, we had sports day, you had the ice cream man come. That was really special then, them days. And, they were really, he was really nice. Mm.
You mentioned earlier the barber, Mr. Dibbins.
Yeah, because he started in London Road and then he moved to the High Street where I said where the travel shop was. I forget the name of the travel shop.
Mm.
Yeah.
So your brothers and your dad.
I used to take my brothers up there to get their haircuts.
Yeah.
And he used to go to the one down near the Warwick Pub, opposite the Warwick Pub, there was a. Julian didn't stay there. He stayed in the other one.
Mm.
Yeah.
So looking back on your childhood.
Yeah.
It was a happy time.
Sad times and happy times.
Yeah.
Very hard when, Dad, the bricklayers couldn't lay cement because it. When it was frosty, it wouldn't set properly. So sometimes he was out of work, but he tried every. He used to, because we were the first to have a phone. So he used to phone around, and any sort of work he would do, any sort of carpentry work. And. So sometimes we just had the family allowance to rely on because there wasn't no handouts. So we had the family allowance, but Mother always said that you don't count because you don't have. She was always doing that. You didn't know whether to take us serious or not. You don't count, she said, because the first one don't have any family allowance. But we all used to share.
Mm.
Yeah.
It must have been hard when your dad couldn't get work with such a large family. Just feeding everybody must have been quite a problem.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Because he used to give Mum a pound to get the shopping.
A pound
in money.
Every day?
Every day when he was at work. This was when he was at work.
Pound to feed the family.
Yeah. Yeah, because it used to come to about £5 or £6 when we went to Tesco's down the bottom of the town. And when he was out of work, we used to have the family out. So we used to go up to the home colony and we used to get £2 of bacon pieces. And then she used to make bacon roll, put like a pudding roll in the saucepan. And then we used to get cheese from the home colony, so we had cheese and potato pie. And then when there was no money, because we were entitled to, I think it was 3 or 4 pints free at the Molden Dairy because we had so many in the family. And we lived on rice pudding and sultanas. Yeah, or another flavoured, but it was rice.
Mm.
But we had mince quite a lot and it went up a long way. About a pound of mince would go to all of us.
Mm.
Yeah, because she always used to cook Dad's meals because when he come home, he had lamb chops or pork chops, but we never had that, only on a Sunday at, well, a roast dinner. Because we had school dinners, we didn't have a meal in the evening time. We just had a sandwich, with our cocoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you, Charlotte.
I remember when I was young, my first job, we used to, this was when we were still at school, we used to go down to the Prom Valley. And this one sister used to go on the swinging boats. My other sister used to go and fetch the donkeys from Bearley to take them to the prom. And I used to work in the kiosk on top of the, as you go down to the valleys, there'd be four or five kiosks. And there was Mark and Rock kiosk as well, up further. So we all used to work there when we was on our school holidays.
How old would you have been when you started working there?
12, 13.
Just 12?
Yeah. Because if I could get down the prom early, I used to go in swimming before I went to the kiosk, before the crowds come. Because there was quite a lot of people years ago. They come from Brentwood and London, and they just absolutely loved it. And the council used to pay for a lot of sand to be dumped around the edges. So when people come, they must have thought, oh, this is a lovely place. And the babies then was always lovely. I always had soft sand there.
And the money you earned from the kiosk, you gave that to your mum?
Yes.
So that was for the household?
That's right, yeah. My first job, all my money went. So at the end of the day, we used to go into the bins and get all the lemonade bottles and, different makes of bottles. And we used to take them back to the shop up Mount Pleasant, Stoney's it was, on Spittle Road. And he used to give us some money, so we had sweets, money for sweets then.
Right.
Yeah, so that's how we got our sweets, was through collecting the bottles.
Mm. Do you remember how much you got for taking the bottles back?
I think it was threepence.
Per bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah,
threepence it was, yeah. Mm. Or tuppence or threepence, it wasn't a lot.
No, but it was enough to buy you a few sweets.
Yeah, it was enough to buy all of us sweets,
And going back to life at home, you mentioned the fire. You had a coal fire in the winter.
Yeah.
And it was your job to get it going in the morning, was it?
Well, when Mum had a baby, I always used to get down there and get the rooms warm before they all come down. And it was my job to, I used to sort of give them a bath in a little tin bath, and then get them dressed. But I always remember this. Mum had three nappies at the same time, and I used to think, I'm never going to do that, have three nappies at the same time.
Three children in nappies.
Yeah. So I used to think all that washing, and I love washing. I used to love washing by hand. And Mum and the woman down the road used to have a competition. The Sue could put the most nappies out. Because they were friends, but they were always bickering at each other, running, playing one against the other with their different neighbours. But yeah, it was only like three of them what were like that. The rest of them were nice.
So you used to do that before you went to school? Heat up the rooms?
I never went to school.
You didn't?
No, I didn't used to go. If I had to go at school, is when I was in the infant. So if I had to go at school, I used to have to go and get the family allowance at the post office. I used to cross the road, go in Vultures, get Dad some sweets. And then I used to, this was in the 50s, late 50s, early 60s. So I used to go up to Bly's, that used to be the grocery shop, where Church and Halls is now. And I used to have to get all the like groceries then, like for every day, because I always used to have 7 pound of potatoes on my scooter. Well, we all took in turns and doing that. And you'd take your scooter. And Mum always wanted her fags, so she always had fags. So. But we just used to get, she used to get things on the book. So when at the end of the week, or once, okay, every couple of weeks, then Dad would give us some money to pay up the grocery bills. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And you also, you had that mould and dairy a couple of doors down. And because we could get 4 free pints of milk, so we used to take the pram up as well and get some things from there. And then when we'd wash the bottles out, and then she'd collect, the garden was only a yard, I think, because we used to wash all the bottles up, put all the bottles outside in the, near the garden where the fence was, and then we used to get so many bottles, we had to keep getting the pram, because it had a false bottom then, so we took the bottom out of the pram, and used to fill the pram up with bottles to take back to the mould and dairies. Mm. And we used to make 3 or 4 trips like that. Mm. Yeah, and be taking back milk. And he used to moan, he used to say, I wonder where all my bottles are gone.
So you always had milk, potatoes.
Yeah.
Enough to eat.
Yeah.
Plenty to eat.
Yeah, we never had fancy stuff.
No.
The only time we used to have fancy stuff is when my dad's mother and his brother used to come over about 3 times a year. And you know the jug and wash hand basin? Well, we used to have, she used to make the jellies in the hand basin and make enough jelly for all of us. And then she used to send me up a shop for stale cakes round to Tuxes. So I used to get some stale cakes and I used to put them in the trifle. And then we used to make custard, mm. A tin of fruit, yeah, mm. Years ago. Mm. So it was a special occasion.
That was a special.
We had a light high tea. We always had salmon and other tins of fish and a tin of corned beef when Gran come. And so as because we had sort of corned beef sandwiches, ham sandwiches, we had a like sort of posh tea. And the bigger ones, we used to sit at the table with my uncle. The adults used to sit on the table. So we had two tier. One used to sit on the step in the living room. And then after they'd finish, then I used to make the others, what was left over, I used to give all the other children their tea. Yeah. Because yeah. Yeah. When you made a cup of tea, we used to have a big teapot, massive teapot, and like a big jug as well. Yeah, very big kettle.
You had quite a lot of responsibility as an not the oldest one, didn't you?
Well, Margaret and Sheila helped a bit, but Margaret, she liked She was horse mad. Mm. She was, if she could get out of her job, she would go over to Mr. whatever his name was, I forget his name now, because he lived in Beerley Road. And she used to go off there, and my other sister, I have a nose in a book, because she used to get the books from the library and bring them back. Mm. So she always had a nose in a book. Mum, you always used to shout at her because she had a nose in a book. But I always enjoyed, I used to enjoy ironing and washing.
Mm.
But I used to hate, I used to hate doing the fireplace out, but I used to do that out and blacken it all, didn't
you? Did you?
Yeah, you used to have to blacken the black polish all around.
Because
we had, wasn't a cooker, it was a, I'm going back a bit now, that was a, forget what they call
like a range?
It. That's it, old range, yeah. Yeah.
And that was coal-fired, or did you have to light a fire in there?
Yeah, it was fire, yeah. Yeah, we used to have it on the range. Because the kettle was always boiling.